Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. Each week we offer biblical encouragement and practical ideas to help you know the love of Jesus Christ more deeply and become the woman, wife, and mother you were created to be. We're so glad you're here. It's going to be a great day.
Hello, everyone. My name is Deb. I am getting our everything all hooked up here for our Mothering Monday. I'm so excited to see you guys. We are going to have a great time today talking about hope and help for weary moms. That's what we're going to be talking about today. And so I'm so excited to be here with you. My name is Deb Weekly. I have the honor of helping lead this incredible ministry. And I'm just so happy to be here with you today. And you've been on my heart, you've been in my prayers, you've been on my mind, and I have been praying for you and asking the Lord for a word for you and asking the Lord for encouragement for you, because guys, being a mom is hard. And I know a lot of you guys are really weary. And so I want to talk about that today and just a few little things that you can do to help with the weariness. But as you're coming on, I would love for you to say hello and tell me how we can be praying for you, because we really do pray for you. As a matter of fact, Michelle on this video is on the prayer team, and we love praying for our moms at Help Club, and it's an honor for us. And so if you're listening on the podcast, I'd like to say hello to you at the Help Club for Moms podcast. Please email us at admin@helpclubformoms.com if you have any prayer requests, because we'd be honored to pray for you. I want to say hello to all of our YouTube moms, and today we're on Instagram. We're trying this out on Instagram. We're in like 10 places at once right now. But anyway, I'm so happy to be here, and I want to open us up in prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for this time to be together. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are with us and that you care deeply about mothers. You care so much. You care about their work. And what you say about their work, Lord, is that it is holy work. It is holy work. Help everyone watching this video or listening to the podcast, if they're doing it today or 5 years from now, let them feel your presence. Help them to feel so encouraged, Lord, and know that you love them and you see them and that you are with them and that their work is holy. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm so happy. Okay, I would love for prayer requests. Hello, Anna Marie. Hello there, everyone. And be sure to leave your name if you're also, I would like to say hello to everyone in the Help Club for Moms online group, because we have 9,000 women in that group. And I'd like to say hello to you guys. But if you're joining from that group, please text your name. Okay. And I think one of them is Raquel over in Costa Rica. And thank you, Michelle. Okay, so I have some announcements, and I'm going to try something different I've never done before, and it may or may not work. So be patient. So I'm using this new software, and it says that I can present some slides to you, which is really cool, because I usually do my announcements and I just, you know, talk about them. And Michelle's definitely going to be sharing the links to everything, but I want to show you pictures. But I don't know if it says something weird about, like, you can't hear my voice. So how about this? I'm going to put one of the slides up. And if you can't hear my voice, I'm just going to show you the pictures, and then I will come back and I'll tell you about them. Okay. I just think it's kind of cool. I'm going to try it out. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Are you guys able to hear me? Can you hear me right now? Okay. But you can hear me. Oh my gosh. Praise God. Okay. Good deal. Okay. So I'm going to tell you about these slides. So I am so excited. The first one I want to tell you about is our new mothering kit. And it is incredible, you guys, what we did for our mothering kit moms over at myhelpclubformoms.com is we have created a course for you over there for free with your monthly of $13.99, because we're starting a new course platform that will be coming in a few weeks, but we gave you a free course this time for your membership. And it's called Stepping Into Your Birthright, Navigating Your Spiritual Inheritance as a Mom. And it's phenomenal. Guys, you have been given everything you need for life and godliness. And we wanted to really step into that. We wanted to make sure, hi, Tori, we wanted to make sure that you know how to use what you were given the moment you became a Christian. You were given the Holy Spirit, and we wanted to teach all of our moms how to walk out those gifts, how to walk out that spiritual inheritance. So if you're interested in joining us, please sign up at myhelpclubformoms.com. It's $13.99 a month. And if you're members, please make sure to go in there and print all of your printables and schedule some time for to sit down and do your mothering kit. Okay, it's phenomenal. The next thing I want to tell you about is coming soon. It's coming July 12th through the 13th. And Michelle is sharing all the links. So Michelle shared the one for the mothering kits right there. And then also the Homeschooling with Heaven conference is on July 12th through 13th. And it is like no other homeschooling conference that you have ever been to in your life. Because what we're going to be doing is we are providing a time and space for moms to encounter the Lord. And so you're going to have a contemplative journey. We're going to have lots of worship. You're going to have a contemplative journey where you go from station to station to station inside of the church that we're hosting. And you're going to be meeting with God. And we're really praying for you guys. And so that's Friday night on the 12th. And then Saturday all day, we're going to have encouragement. We're going to have instruction. And you are going to have the opportunity to get prayed over. And so we have a big prayer team coming to pray for these moms. And we are limiting it to only 350 moms. So if you want to come, please make sure to sign up. It's only $49.99. If you're joining us from another country, like I think Raquel is from another country, you can do the $29.99 option that's also in this post that Michelle is going to share. You can do the $29.99 option. You get all of the recordings, all the breakout sessions, everything. And if you sign up for the conference and you come in person, you also get all of the recordings so you can watch everything later as well. Okay, so that's number two. So Michelle's going to share that link. And then the last one. Okay, guys, I am so proud of this. I have been working and working and working and working and working and working and working on this incredible devotional course for homeschool moms. And I feel in my heart of hearts, I'm going to make one for moms too. I'm going to make a 21-day devotional course for moms, no matter where they put their kids in the educational system, whatever they do. And I'm doing this one right now, a 21-day video devotional course for busy homeschool moms. And that will be available on our new course platform at mymotheringcourses.com. And guys, it's going to be incredible. Stay tuned the next few weeks. That is going to be live. Okay. All right. So I wanted to tell you about that. Look how cool that is. It worked. Okay. Now we're going to stop the PowerPoint. And we are going to come back to teaching. Isn't that great? Okay. So, Michelle, can you share the Homeschooling with Heaven link whenever you get a moment? Okay. So now what I want to do is we're going to talk about encouragement for weary moms. But before we do, I want to tell you guys that I have a word from the Lord for you. I prayed and I asked the Lord to give me, thank you, Michelle, a word of encouragement for you. And so if you're not driving and if you are just, if you're able, please close your eyes. And I want you to, but not if you're driving, obviously, but close your eyes because I want you to receive this word because it is from the Lord. I prayed and I asked the Lord for an encouraging word for you. And he told me, spoke to me again. And he said, Deb, you need to be doing this every time you teach because the moms need encouragement. And so that's what I'm going to be doing. All right, so this is what he said. I asked the Lord for a word for you, and I feel the Lord say this. Dear daughter, Jesus loves you so very, very much. He sees how hard you work. Nothing you do for him goes unnoticed. Every cup of cold water you give to your children, every nose you wipe, every time you Every time you drive the children from here to there, when you stay up late to pray for your child, he sees it and he hears it and he is so proud of you. Tune into that heavenly voice of God, the one that says, I see you. I'm so proud of you. Don't tune into the voice of condemnation, It is not the voice of the Lord. His voice is love. He'll rebuke you and correct you when you need it, but it will be kind and loving because God is love. Turn your gaze to him right now. Behold his face and his glory. Let his love wash over you as you focus on him. He is near. He is holding you. Give him your burdens. You cannot carry them alone. He will help you. Okay, I'm going to pray. Lord, I pray over this encouraging word. I pray that it will go deep inside of the moms' hearts. And I pray that they will know that you love them so much and you are not condemning them. You are encouraging them. And you are so kind. Your kindness leads us to repentance. And Lord, I pray that they will not listen to the voice of the accuser criticizing them and condemning them. We silence all demonic accusations. In Jesus' name, you must leave every person watching or listening to this recording today. Come, Holy Spirit, in each of these amazing moms' homes. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are tired, overworked, and overwhelmed, that's who this video is for today. And the Lord, I was praying for you, and the Lord wanted me to tell you three things. And I am trying to shorten my broadcasts a little bit because the Lord also told me you've got to shorten the videos. So I'm working on that, just so you guys know. But leave your prayer requests. Keep them coming as I'm talking because I really want to pray for you. So he wants me to tell you also that Jesus was tired. He was tired. Do you remember the story when Jesus met the woman at the well? And it says Jesus tired out from the journey. So Jesus, who was fully God and fully man, was also tired. And Jesus, who was fully God and fully man, also did some things when he was tired. And he sat down when he was tired and he rested. And this is just my heart to you. If you are tired and if you are overwhelmed, rest, rest. It's so funny because my daughter, she told me she has 3 little kids, 5 and under. And she told me the other day, she goes, Mom, I know why you used to give us quiet time in the afternoon when we stopped taking a nap. And I said, why? And she goes, because you wanted to sleep. And I said, absolutely. And every day I took a 30-minute nap. And I know a lot of you hardworking mamas are working moms, but maybe you could even, you know, I know this is crazy, but I've done car naps on days when I've been working and working and I'm driving and driving and doing things. I've done car naps for like 8 minutes or 7 minutes, just something to close my eyes. But I just want to encourage you, if you're a working mom, if you're a mom that stays at home, if you're homeschooling, if your kids are in public, whatever is going on, rest, rest and ask the Lord to teach you how to rest. And so that's a big deal. And rest on Sundays. And I'm going to talk about this in just a second, but the Sabbath is a gift. It's a gift for us to rest and not think about any work. And I'm going to do a whole video about the Sabbath soon, but I just feel like to rest. All right. So the first thing, the first little tip, those were side notes. The first tip I want to tell you is surrender. When you are overwhelmed and exhausted, surrender to the Lord and ask him for help. And you guys, you will know if you are overwhelmed and exhausted, you'll be grouchy. You will be short with your children. You'll be impatient. You'll cry easily. You'll get offended easily if you are weary and overwhelmed. And that is a sign of your body and your emotions and your soul that you need to surrender to the Lord and ask him for help. So, and I love this. Jesus did it as well. He didn't try to go to the cross without the Father. And Jesus surrendered to the Father. Jesus is our perfect model. He was fully God and fully man. He's the perfect model. And it says in Luke 22, verse 42, Jesus said when he was in the garden the night before he was crucified, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. See, Jesus went to the Father and we must surrender to the Lord and give your burdens to the Lord. So even for me, a few weeks ago on Easter Sunday, I go to a really great church. I go to a church where I feel so safe and, people there are all, it's a very vulnerable, very transparent church. There's no You don't need to worry about people judging you. And I love this church. And if you feel like you go to a church where people judge you, maybe you need to think about a different church. But they have a cross at this church. And on Easter Sunday, I was so exhausted. We just finished our mothering kit. And I was hosting a lot of people at Easter, which I love doing, but I was so exhausted. I'd been working and working. I'd been working on the devotional course for the mom, for the homeschooling moms. And I was so tired. And the Lord said, go over to the cross. They have a cross at this church, which is awesome. And it's where you go and lay down your burdens. And I went there and I kneeled beside the cross. And I had a tissue and I put the tissue over my face and I started bawling my eyes out at the cross because I was so tired. I was so exhausted. I had been working way too hard and I was hosting way too many people at Easter because I have a hard time saying no. And, you know, I love people. And so I was so tired, but I went to the cross and I cried and I gave all of it to the Lord. And do you know what? I stood up from the cross when I got done and he helped me through Easter. And it was wonderful. Everybody had a great time. I had a great time. But we really have to surrender. Instead of taking these things on yourself, we have to surrender and give it to the Lord. Okay. So that's my first one. And Jesus even says in Matthew 11, 28 to 30, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And when we were traveling and speaking this past weekend, my friend Laura Carlson told me the story, or maybe it was Mary Jo, because we were all together. She said that when the oxen are joined together, it's a bigger oxen with a littler oxen. And the bigger oxen, you know, the oxen has the yoke on them and the little oxen had the yoke on them, but the bigger oxen carried the weight, but the little oxen followed the big oxen around and learned from the big oxen, but he didn't carry the weight. The big oxen was carrying the weight. And that is the way it is with us with Jesus. He's going to carry the weight. We just stay close to him and let him carry it and do what he tells us to do each day. And I love what my friend Tyler says. He says, every day, ask the Lord for your daily bread. He says, it's not yesterday's bread. That's moldy. It's not tomorrow's bread. That hasn't been baked yet. But it's your daily bread. Ask the Lord for what he wants you to do today and do what's right in front of you. That's the way we live as Christians. Okay, so number one, surrender to God and ask for help. Number two, tend to your own soul. Tend to your own soul. Yes. And I want to remind you that Jesus left the crowds and he spent time with God. And I want to tell you guys that as moms, you need to spend time with the Lord. I had my grandbabies, all three of them, for a weekend not too long ago, and I was so tired and I couldn't figure out how to get up before them because they got up so early. They got up at like 5:30 and I was so tired and I didn't have time in the Word. And the Lord was speaking to me over and over again about our podcast. We have the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. They're short devotions, but you get prayer for your day as a mom. And also the speaker gives a word for you that they feel like the Lord has given to them for that day. So be sure to go and in your favorite podcast app and tune into the Help Club for Moms podcast because it will bless you. Or some other type, daily audio Bible is incredible. Go listen to that. But it's just something to do to tend to your soul and singing worship songs as you're going through your day. You know, I wake up in the morning and I'm just like, thank you, Jesus, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Speak out scripture. I'll sing a worship song. I'll sing holy, holy, holy when I first wake up in the morning because it helps me to tune my soul to God, right? And then try, then this is another little tip about tending to your soul. And I feel like we need to, you know, try to get time alone, all that other stuff, do fun stuff that you like to do. But I'm talking about your soul today. The next thing is, I think that would really help you to be closer to the Lord and be just more patient with your kids. And it would help you to be more successful also is tending to your own soul by getting a few extra hours a month alone with the Lord. Maybe you and a friend can switch out babysitting so she can go somewhere and you could switch and you could go somewhere. But even for 2 or 3 hours a month, You go somewhere beautiful. I like to go to the Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado. It's beautiful. But you go somewhere and you sit with God and you bring your Bible and you bring your headphones to listen to music and you bring your journal and you bring a book that you like. But I feel like we need those extended times to tend to our soul. It's really Jesus care and not self-care. We can't care for ourselves the way Jesus can. Yes, we can go out, we can go shopping, we can have fun, but Jesus is the one who will fill up our souls the best. Okay, so number two is tend to your own soul. Number one is surrender. Number two, Jesus and ask him for help. Number two is tend to your own soul. And number three, this is going to really bless you because it really blessed me. And by the way, I forgot to ask, if you haven't shared this video, if you're on Facebook or some other place and you can share it while we're going, that would be a blessing because so many people find us on Facebook. And if you're on Instagram, you could, I think, comment on the comments or in the online group, leave a comment, someone that's a friend in your group or on the podcast, send it to your friend. But I feel like the Lord gets these broadcasts out to who needs them. Okay. So number three, and this is going to bless you. And this is what blessed me on Easter because I felt like I was just giving and giving and giving and giving. Like, do you ever feel like that? Like you're giving and giving and giving and giving, right? Give, 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 give. And I felt like that on Easter. I just felt like all I do is work. And I'm a volunteer at Help Club. I'm a full-blown volunteer. I lead Help Club for Moms volunteering. And and sometimes I get tired. And I did the whole Easter thing with lots and lots of people. And I was tired. You know, I just get tired sometimes. But do you know what really blessed me? And this will bless you. Oh my goodness, you guys. The scripture right here. And it says, Matthew 20, 24 to 28. And it's 25 to 28. And Jesus called them together and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many." And so I want to tell you this one part here that I feel like will be a blessing. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. If you feel like you're a slave with your children or with other people, I mean, of course, we have to keep everything in check and how much we're serving and all this other stuff. But what does the word say? You're going to be first. You're going to be the greatest of all when you're a slave. And so if you feel like you're a slave, just remember what the word says. He who wants to be greatest of all will be your slave. Isn't that crazy? But that's the kingdom. And it says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And so just remember what you're doing in your home. It is honestly, God is going to remember you. He's going to remember all the ways that you were faithful with your family. And someday you're going to be like me. I'm 58 and your kids are going to be grown, but you're going to have this rich, rich, rich well to draw from as you speak or whatever God calls you to do, write a book or start a ministry or get a great job or whatever you want to do. You know, there's a time for everything. And a lot of you guys work right now, which is awesome. My daughter works. I feel like though we have to be making sure to focus on the Lord and focus on tending our soul and always, always just remember that the Lord sees everything you do and you are going to be rewarded. Okay. You're going to be rewarded. Don't forget that. Okay. You're going to be rewarded. Okay. So that's what I have for you guys today. And I'm going to pray for you. So, oh, and thank you. I can't tell who that is. I think you're in the online group. Thanks for saying that. Okay. So I colored my hair kind of red. I don't know. Do you guys like it? And so I think I kind of like it, but anyway. So, all right, let me pray for you guys. So if you have prayer requests, let's do it. And then I'm going to end in plenty of time for busy moms to watch this broadcast and listen on the podcast. I'm so happy. God was like, you've got to stop talking for so long. And so I'm trying to be obedient. So here we go. I know Anna Marie, here's your prayer. Okay. I'm going to start with prayers and please text your, or leave a comment. And I want to see your comments and, let's see here. Okay. And if you have a comment, leave it. I can't tell on Instagram though, but you can please be sure to email us at admin@helpclubformoms.com. Okay. All right. So Anna Marie Navarro, Lord, I thank you for her beautiful heart. And I pray that you will bless her marriage and her family. And she's so faithful to ask for prayer. And I pray for her marriage and her family that you will open the floodgates of heaven in them and that her children will all be taught by the Lord and great will be their peace. Every single mom and dad represented here today, that their descendants, every one of them will be taught by the Lord and great will be their peace. Bless Anna Marie's marriage and every marriage represented here in Jesus' name. Thank you, Anna Marie. Okay, let's see here. Self-control. Okay. Oh, who is this one? Is that Raquel? I can't tell who that is. Raquel. Hi. Okay. Lord, I pray for Raquel to have self-control and patience and speaking life to her 12-year-old. Oh, it is hard when they start getting those hormones. It's so hard. Help her to be so patient. Help her to really dig deep into your love, Jesus, so that she can share the love of Jesus with that 12-year-old. Wonderful, wonderful. I don't know if it's a boy or girl, but bless my sweet friend. She's such an amazing mom. And everybody here who has preteens or teenagers that are really hard right now, bless them and give them wisdom, give them patience, and give them joy in Jesus' name. Okay. See, okay, Mary Jo, healing of the heel spur and plantar fasciitis in my right foot. Okay, can I just tell you something, Mary Jo, that's a miracle in my life about plantar fasciitis? Okay, so if anybody else has that, I had it so bad. I used to teach step aerobics, and this is the best thing for me personally, so I'll just share this with you guys. When I get out of bed in the morning, I don't walk on the car. I don't walk at all until I have squatted down and my heels, I try to push my heels to the floor, and you know, you like squat down and you push your heels down and you hold it and you stretch out that area, okay, of your legs and your feet. All right, try it. Let me know how it goes, but I'm going to pray right now. Okay. Kate Ramsey, I love you, Kate. Okay. And I pray for Kate Ramsey that you will open the eyes and the ears of her family and guide them towards God's wisdom and most of all, your love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for Kate. I pray a blessing over her and her family and everyone here to have wisdom from heaven, to know how to parent their children and have blessed marriages. And bless my sweet little Kate. I love her. Okay. And, Grace, I love you, Grace. Grace. Okay. So Grace, what did you pray? You prayed, let's see. Okay. So Sarah prayed. Grace, can you tell me which one is your prayer request? And I'm going, cause I can't see in the online group. That's the only bummer. Sarah. Okay. I'm gonna pray for Sarah. My body being overwhelmed and overwhelmingly tired is causing high blood pressure to be even higher. My chest to hurt. I've been to the ER twice since I gave birth. Oh, Sarah. And they ran tests and they all came back with nothing. My husband is finally deciding to put God first in our house. Yay. And most changes are welcome. That will be fine. But he doesn't understand that it's God first, not swing to Pharisee must be his way. Oh, he wants. Okay, I get that. Lord, I pray for precious Sarah that you will heal her body. And I just speak against any spirit of infirmity that is coming against Sarah or any of our moms or dads and Jesus or children. In Jesus' name, you must go. And I speak healing over her body, soul, mind, and emotions. And I pray for her husband in his new walk as a Christian that you will draw him to you with your kindness and that he will share that kindness with his family. Bless this family in Jesus' name. Okay, so Mary Jo, healing of heel spur and plantar fasciitis in her right foot and healing of her husband's left shoulder. Bless this sweet family. And I do pray for healing, complete and total healing. Thank you, Jesus, that by your stripes, Mary Jo and her husband were healed. And everybody here watching or listening, by your stripes, they were healed. And so, Jesus, we just commit their health to you, God, and we speak a blessing over their health and we tell all spirits of infirmity to go in Jesus' name. Okay. And Grace, what is Grace's prayer request? Lynette. Hi, Lynette. Thank you, sweetheart. Anybody else that I missed, I'm just going to pray and I'll just pray for them. Lord, you know their prayer requests. You know everyone who's joining us today and their needs. I pray a blessing over them and that they will know that you love them. And I just speak blessing over their home and for all of us that we'd have a great week and that you would help us to surrender. We give you all of our problems. We give you all of our stress. Lord, help help us to tend to our own soul with you, God. Fill us up. Help us to take your yoke upon us. And Jesus, we ask you that you will just help us, Lord, to walk with you and trust you and remember that when we feel like a slave, that we are becoming first in the kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, guys, I love you. Share this with your friends. Oh, a new place to live in Montana. Okay, I pray this over my friend and anyone else looking for a new house, that you will give them the perfect house that they will know, and that you'll fill their home with your love and your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. I did it. 29 minutes, 15 seconds. I love you guys. I'll see you next Monday. Bye.
Thank you for supporting the Help Club for Moms podcast. We are so honored that you were able to join us for today's episode. For more information and resources about our supernatural mothering kits, visit our website, myhelpclubformoms.com. We are praying for you and your family, and we are always here to help encourage you to become the Christian woman, wife, and mother you were created to be.